G'day, Malcolm.
Hello, good morning. It's been work from home today here, if you can. The first day of the national rail strike, roads gridlocked by those trying to travel for essential reasons like hospital appointments, and despair from the hospitality industry, which had just started to recover from the COVID pandemic. Now, those braving foreign travel are also being faced with cancelled flights, airport congestion like never before, and the prospect of having to find your own luggage if you have managed to fly. All of this is leading to claims that the golden age of travel is over. 50 years of holidays in Spanish resorts, city breaks in Europe's most exciting destinations like Venice, Vienna, and Budapest. And for those who abandon plans for foreign holidays, well, filling a family car with petrol now costs just over £100, with diesel even more expensive. And for those who do reach destinations in, say, Cornwall or Devon, hotel prices have gone through the roof. Speaking personally, the week we spent in the admittedly lovely Devon town of Salcombe earlier this month cost slightly more than our last, and I probably do mean last, Caribbean holiday.